Maria Bell moved to Western New York in the early 90s, when she was about 30 years old. Soon after, she went to vote in one of her first elections in the area, and it didn't go quite as she'd hoped.
When it came to my turn, the woman looked at me like she goes, "What are you doing here?"
Bell says the poll worker falsely tried to tell her that she wasn't registered to vote at that site. When Bell pulled out her voter registration card, the worker switched to trying to tell her who to vote for.
It's like, "You can't, you know, you're disabled. You can't think." I said to her, "Ma'am, I might be in a wheelchair, but I have a brain and I'm going to use it the way I think I should."
Bell uses a wheelchair because she was born with cerebral palsy, a neurological condition that affects body movement and muscle coordination. And her story is not unique. People living with developmental disabilities, a wide range of conditions that develop early in life, have been historically denied the right to vote either by law or practice. Even today, some just might not be empowered to cast a ballot.
People, honestly, who work in the system, I'm one of those people, but I'm different, just assume that people with developmental disabilities really don't care about voting, so why should we talk about it? We should talk about it because it's their civil right.
BJ Sascio is president of the board of directors of the Self-Advocacy Association of New York State, or SANES. The system Sascio is talking about is made up of the agencies and direct support professionals who provide services and help care for some people with disabilities, including in group homes. That's who SANES initially focused on educating about the importance of voting for people in their care. But fellow self-advocate Samuel Mattel says it's still important to reach those voters directly.
A whole big group of people with disabilities fought for the ADA to be passed, and I think they forgot about us after that.
Mattel is executive director of the Center for Self-Advocacy in Buffalo, and that's the Americans with Disabilities Act, the landmark legislation that prohibits discrimination against people living with disabilities.
I think we need to get back to being a voting block that people look at, that our legislators look at, that the presidents look at.
SANES Western Regional Coordinator Sophia Roberts explains that there are barriers to realizing that dream. Voting challenges for people living with a wide range of disabilities can include inaccessible polling sites, ballot marking devices that don't work, or a basic lack of advertising for them.
You don't have to be labeled as a person with disability or even think of yourself as someone with a disability to be advantaged by a ballot marking device. And there's this catch-22 because poll workers will say, well, no one uses them, and then the machines don't get used, so they don't work, but no one knows about them.
That, quite frankly, is a weakness.
Norman Green is Democratic Commissioner of Elections for Chautauqua County. He says it might not be fair, but it often takes pressure from disability advocates to secure accessibility measures that are legally required at every polling site.
What happens is the more, though, that the disability groups push their membership to demand the services from the elections office, the more that we're going to provide the services.
Green also says Chautauqua County is prepared to accommodate voters with disabilities at every site, but they don't see the same kind of demand as larger counties like Erie. Sascio of SANES says the Erie County Board of Elections goes above and beyond the rest of the state, not in small part because they're encouraged by a strong community of self-advocates.
When it comes to voting, advocates in Western New York don't play around.
Self-advocates like Sascio, Mattel, and Bell also want the public to know that people living with developmental disabilities aren't just voting based on one issue.
People with disabilities do care about the environment. They do care about other things that are going on in the world. You know, we're just not focused on disability policy.
On the other hand, election results can have more of a direct impact on some people living with disabilities compared to those who aren't.
People who need help in an everyday way are a little bit more reliant or a little bit more affected by government policies than those who don't need help on an everyday basis.
Advocates also say disability is an increasingly rare thing in American politics, a bipartisan issue.
It doesn't matter if you have R or D or I. You know, we want to know that you're advocating for us and our
needs
and our policies that we care about.
Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.